This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
According to author and nutritionist Karen Fisher, 90% of parents have trouble convincing their children to eat healthy. Even though we know that eating habits from the early years can easily become lifelong habits, there's even some evidence now that what pregnant mothers eat can influence their child's tastes into adulthood. So how can we get our kids to eat healthy, or even better, get them to want to eat healthy? Karen Fisher is the author of Healthy Family, Happy Family, and she joins me now. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Katrina.
Why are kids so fussy, and how can we encourage them to be less fussy?
Well, parents should know that it's perfectly normal for children to be fussy. Mm. We've got so many food choices these days and so much advertising, you know, so there's food constantly in front of our children. So, you know, as a result, you know, they're either snacking too often or, you know, or they think they've got better options than the veggies and the steak for dinner. So,
yeah
so it's totally normal. You know, my daughter didn't eat her veggies for 2 years, and that's when I kind of had a bit of a wake-up call and thought, oh, I really should do something about this. I'm a nutritionist. So, yeah, hence the book came about.
So what have you actually changed in the way that you, I guess, manage your children's eating?
I stick to a routine for a start. I make sure they're not snacking too much throughout the day, so they are really hungry at mealtime. That one in itself, you know, works fantastic. And I just speak to them differently. I've replaced nagging and punishing them with veggies to letting them know in a fun, childlike manner that they get lots of benefits from eating their veggies, and it's got nothing to do with, you know, being healthy. It's got everything to do with their favourite hobbies and so forth.
In what way? What do you mean?
Well, I call it healthy marketing. It's basically you observe your child and you work out what they love to do the most, whether it's if they want to swim like Ian Thorpe or be a ballet dancer or be good at computer games, and you link that to healthy eating. It's like my daughter always complained about being one of the shortest girls in her class, and I made her a casserole, lamb casserole one night, and she just didn't want to eat it. And I said, oh, that's a shame. You know, I've designed this recipe to help you grow taller. She's like, Mum, why haven't you been feeding me this more often? She put it down. And, I wasn't telling her a lie either, because population studies show that populations who eat meat grow taller. So I've just worded it in a way that, you know, she went, wow.
I'm really interested to hear that, Karen, because I was talking with my daughter about this. She's 3.5. And, you know, I asked her, well, What's a healthy food? And I said to her, you know, is broccoli healthy? And she said, yes. And I asked her, you know, is meat healthy? And she said, yes. And then I said, oh, what about chips? No, not healthy. And she brought up that issue of, well, if you want to be a ballet dancer, you've got to eat healthy. I was really amazed that that message actually was going in. Do we need to be worried about how often they eat and when they eat and how they eat? Or do we just need to be worried about what actually goes into their mouth?
Well, you know, I'd like to tell parents to not worry and take parenting a bit lighter than they have been, because parents worry constantly. But it's really important just to not give up. You know, not worry yourself into a frenzy and then give up. So, yeah, absolutely. Encourage your child to eat regular healthy meals and restrict junk food. I find the biggest problems that parents face is the junk food frenzy, the tantruming on the, you know, on the floor of the supermarket near the checkout queue where all the chocolates are. And it's such a simple solution to that. It's giving, you know, children the opportunity to choose a time during the week where they can have their favourite snack. You know, if they love chips, basically, you know, you can have a fried food Friday where you can have, you know, like fish and chips, or chocolate is Saturday after sport. So Saturday after sport is chocolate day. And when they're screaming for chocolate, you go, okay, look, we'll buy the chocolate bar now and we'll save it for Saturday after sport because that's chocolate day. And, you know, they'll probably complain a bit, but you keep saying your slogans, that's what I call them, is chocolate day is Saturday after sport. And pretty soon they'll be going, when's Saturday, Mum? You know, have we got the chocolate bar ready?
Yeah.
It works really well. Kids, you know, they know that some foods are bad for them. They know they're sometimes foods, but they want to know exactly when sometimes is and when they can expect their favourite treat.
Okay, well, let's talk about actual meal times. Do you actually have rules for meal times? Do they have to finish their food, or do they have to eat a certain number before they can get down, or are they allowed to be up and down like a yo-yo? How do you manage that?
You know, I never make my daughter finish everything on her plate. If she doesn't want it, she usually does, but I don't want to encourage overeating, because there is a lot of, you know, adults that I know that say, oh, I was forced to eat everything on my plate and I feel guilty if I don't, I'm overeating. So I don't encourage to, you know, make them eat everything on their plate. But be careful about the afternoon snack. Really restrict that. If your child's a fussy eater and not wanting to eat their veggies, you really need to, you know, maybe 3:30 in the afternoon is the latest time to give a snack. Don't give something really, really filling and heavy like dairy products or meat and heavy protein. That's going to kill their appetite. Give them something light, light like fruit, and maybe in the afternoon, just before dinner time, give them the carrot sticks. I recommend making up a wishing plate or a tasting plate where you put lots of different new foods and healthy stuff, and they can have a taste and make a wish after they've eaten a carrot stick. And young kids like that. So that's a good way to get veggies into them early. But yeah, absolutely, have them sit down at the dinner table. Let them know eating time's from 6:30 till 7:30, kitchen's closed at 7:30 or 8 o'clock or whatever, so you've got to eat within that time. And if a child not hungry and doesn't want to eat the whole lot, I usually say three more mouthfuls. Three more mouthfuls, and I want all the green stuff gone. The green veggies are absolutely the most important, according to all the research, especially the dark leafy greens and the cruciferous veggies like the broccoli. So if you make sure that they eat those most important ones and get those extra few mouthfuls in, then, you know, congratulate them. You know, praise them for eating most of their food and praise them for what they have actually eaten. You know, put a positive spin on it.
And what about the idea of dessert? If they eat their vegetables, do you let them have some yogurt or something as a dessert? Or is that getting into a bit of a negative thing where, you know, you've got to eat this and then you get that?
Look, I used to do, I was guilty of doing that years ago. And it's kind of like junk food marketing. It's like saying, you know, if you do something horrible like eat your veggies, you get the reward, which is the dessert. So you're kind of spruiking unhealthy food. So we want the reward to be the veggies, you know, help you be a really great dancer.
So in other words, if the veggies must be pretty disgusting because, you know, you've got to have a reward after you've eaten them,
Yeah, absolutely. It's just sending out that subtle negative message constantly where children kind of will always think it's a drag, where you want them to go, oh, well, you know, I've really got to eat like a green veggie every day, you know, because I really want to do well at netball on Saturday. And then you have your set dessert days, so they're not like going, well, what's for dessert? Before I eat my spinach, I'll worry.